Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Amen. We bless you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy of all the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. And we just thank you. Hallelujah. Good morning, baby.
Good morning. Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm just rejoicing and glad in it. Glad to be a part of this number this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. We've had a kind of a rocky week in these United States, especially in Ferguson, Missouri, and our prayers go out to the family that lost their son, and to just the area. God arrives and his enemies be scattered. We need to look to God in situations like this. And, you know, I don't want to start the broadcast without saying something about it, so we just solicit your prayers, and I know that everyone is praying, but send a special prayer up for Ferguson and for the United States, just, you know, the state of the world, the state of these United States. And we just thank God that, you know, he's in control. We bless God because he's in control. Babe, you want to start us off with prayer?
Amen. Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, God. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you right now. We praise you. We come into your presence, Lord God, boldly and humbled. Humbled because we know that we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Boldly because you said, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. And Father, we just thank you that you have opened up a way, hallelujah, for us to come into your presence, for us to seek you, for us to be in you, and for you to be in us. Father, we are yours. You dwell in us, and we just have so much to be thankful for because of who you are. Hallelujah. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the creator. Hallelujah. You are everything. You are our provider, our peace, our joy, our banner, our refuge, our shelter. Hallelujah. Our all in all. And we just worship you right now. We praise you right now. We honor you right now. You are worthy. Hallelujah. All the praise, all glory, hallelujah, unto you in Jesus' name. Right now, Lord God, we pray your blessings on this broadcast today. Lord God, anoint this service. Anoint this broadcast. Anoint every word. Anoint every scripture. Anoint every thought. In the name of Jesus, anoint every speaker, every listener, Lord God, their ears and their spirit. Let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto them. Let there be words, Lord God, received, hallelujah, of deliverance, of peace, of joy, of uplifting, of salvation, of hope, of turning to you in the name of Jesus. And let these words go across this entire world, Lord God. We know, and you have demonstrated, Lord God, that these words can go across this world, not only this city, not only this nation, but across the waters, across the globe. Let them reach out to whoever, Lord God, you have anointed to hear what it says this morning. Let not your word come back void, for we know yes, that it cannot, because you declared in your word, hallelujah, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this one. Pray your anointing upon it, Lord God, upon this ministry and New Destiny Ministry and Evangelist Bernard, Lord God, as she works in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, supply every need, grant every desire. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, guide, lead us. In Jesus' name, Lord God. And we send up worship to you. We send up praise to you. We say thank you, hallelujah, in this time of thanksgiving that this country has declared. But Lord, every day is a day of thanksgiving because you give us so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Every breath that we breathe, every bat of our eye, every hair on our head, hallelujah. Every time our heart beats, Lord God, we just have you to thank and praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we had a beautiful Thanksgiving, and I want to thank Anya for setting a beautiful table. We had a spread. Oh, my goodness, we had so much food and such a good time over with our son and his girlfriend. We just thank God for her opening up her home for us. And we also thank God that our daughter was in town to spend the holidays with us. We just enjoyed she and Tamir, our granddaughter, immensely. We just enjoyed them. And then, you know, our sons, even though our oldest son was not there, but the other three were there, we spent the Saturday before with him, so we got a chance to spend some time with he and our grandchildren, our daughter, our daughter-in-law, actually, but we just call her our daughter. We don't call her our daughter-in-law. We just had a good time. We thank God for just blessing us. But, you know, honey, as I think about Thanksgiving and the things that we should be thankful for, there are so many things that we can thank God for. He has been good and just so generous to us. We've been without jobs before, but we've never been without a roof over our head, never been where we weren't able to have food to eat. You know, God, that's something to be thankful. There are a lot of people out there that were jobless like you were and I wasn't working, and they became homeless. So we just are so blessed by God. So blessed, you know, that God has never forsaken us, never abandoned us, always blessed us with good blessings. Good blessings. We've lost some things and some things have been taken away from us. But God, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, babe, I'm frozen. My computer is frozen. I see we have some guests on.
Yes, sir.
I said I'm frozen. My computer is frozen.
Amen. One of the numbers that we have, hopefully one of these is our guest, 919 is the area code, and then the last four are 3875. Are you there, caller?
Yes, can you hear me?
Amen, Brother Thomas.
Oh, God bless you this morning, my sister, my brother. God bless you on the great mouth Sabbath day.
God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you for calling in. This is a friend of ours and just an awesome man of God. Just an awesome, awesome, awesome man of God. And thank you for joining us this morning. My computer is frozen. It's having some issues, but anyway, thank God. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
We have another caller. We're gonna. I know that she may not talk long if this is who I think it is. Are you there, caller? Last four.
Come here.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sis, for joining us this morning. How are you?
Bless you. I'm well by His grace.
Amen. Amen. Well, we were on the hunt yesterday, and the week just got away from me. But I thank God for my two brother and sister for answering the clarion call to give a testimony this morning for me, for our listeners. And we just thank God for you joining us this morning, Chi-Chi, and giving us this awesome, awesome testimony, this miracle. She has two miracle babies.
Hallelujah.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Well, let me go ahead and start. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, you have two miracle babies over there. God blessed you with two, and there were some difficulties with the pregnancy, but God brought two more warriors for the kingdom.
There's a song that we sing in my country, and it goes, "What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He saved me and washed me with His blood. I really cannot tell all God has done for me. If I start now, in fact, we'll be here all day. But God is good. From a diagnosis of it's going to be hard for you to get pregnant, and then getting pregnant with twins, the enemy did not like that. He did not want me to have that testimony. But my faith in God was unshakable, because I know I had. And I stood firm in the faith. Even when the doctors told me, I had gone to the hospital just for a routine check, and the doctor said, you have to go to UNC right now. And I was looking at him like, are you crazy? I said, okay, if you want me to go, I need to go get my hair done because I don't look good. And my mom gave me this look like, are you crazy? I said, Mom, no, I can't be taking pictures in the hospital looking crazy. And she said, you don't realize the seriousness of the situation. I said, Ma, I realize it, but I don't want to go to the hospital looking crazy. And I went and got my hair done. And I went to the hospital. And God stabilized the baby that night, and they said, you know what, you can go home. But 3 days later, the enemy came again. And this time I had to go to the hospital and stay for a while until one day my daughter was not doing well at all. They didn't know what it was. Like, she would go through first of times that she would not even breathe. So they said, well, we have to take them out. I said, okay, that's fine. You know, do whatever you have to do to keep them alive. And then one doctor came in to me and she said, well, you know you don't have to do this. Since the little girl is not doing well, you can just, you know, let her die in your womb and, you know, let the boy, you know, go through your pregnancy to the very end and let the boy live. And I gave her this look of, really? I said, you know what? I came into this hospital with 2 fetuses in my womb, and I'm walking out with 2 babies.
Yes.
And she looked at me with this shock in her face. And I said it, and I kept quiet. But in my spirit, I was worried in the spirit, in my mind. Because, you know, sometimes when you start going, in the hospital, they look at you like you're crazy. So I was praying. And I had to now call my mom. I called my husband, who was at work. I said, well, it's time. Everybody come on. And I went into the labor room. I was just singing while they were doing the thing. Everybody there, I bet they thought I was crazy. I didn't care. And the kids finally came out. They said, oh, okay, they're doing well. They wheeled me back up. My sisters came, and we were cutting up in the hospital. I was happy. I said, at least, you know, I had them at 29 weeks. And, you know, I was happy and everything. So the nurse said, okay, well, you guys have to go because she needs to sleep. And then I woke up, and another nurse from the NICU came in. And she said, oh, you know, the kids are doing well. But, in my spirit, I said, no, you cannot have me. It's a lie. I'm not going to even feed into this nonsense. I said, okay, tell me what it is. And she said, well, your little girl does not have a full esophagus. We tried to put a feeding tube down her throat, and it kept curling back up. And I said, what is it? She said she has esophageal atresia, and she has tracheoesophageal fistula. And I said, what is that? And I took my laptop, and I started Googling it immediately. And she said, no, don't look on Google. Don't look on Google. Just listen to me. I said, okay, well, I'm listening. So she said this happened at like 6 weeks of conception, that the connection, the child starts to grow, but the esophagus grows and then it just stops, and then the stomach keeps growing, so that, you know, the esophagus doesn't connect to the stomach, but, you know, when she eats, it goes straight into the stomach.
Uh-huh.
Whew. At that point, I said, okay, you know what, let me just go and see the kids now. And, you know, I went down to see them, and what I started doing was I counted their toes and their fingers, and my aunt was like, are you crazy? What are you doing? I said, no, I'm not crazy. I said, these children came complete with 10 fingers and 10 toes. They're going to be okay. I don't care what the prognosis is. She's going to be, you know, the both of them are going to be fine. The both of them were in oxygen. They were in the incubator. Let's just fast forward. About 6 weeks, my son got discharged, but my daughter was still in the hospital. And they had told me that she's going to be there maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months, because she was very small. She was 1 pound, 2 ounces. And even at times, in between this time, she had to be going for mini surgery. And the devil will try. Even there was a point they had given her an overdose of a medicine. And I had, you know, come in there to pray for her before they took her down to the OR. And I said, this baby is pale. And my mom is a nurse. And she came. She said, something is wrong here. And we were just praying. And then the nurse came. And she said, please, I'm so sorry. I gave her an overdose of medicine. I don't even know how much I gave her. And I just laughed. I said, the devil, you are a liar. This girl is going to die. We laid hands on her. And we said, okay, go ahead and take her down. She came up, everything was fine. We spent, to cut a long story short, we spent 7 months in the hospital. And this whole 7 months, it was not without battle. But I thank God that God was on my side. And I never let go. Every day, when I die in my arms, literally turned blue in my arms, I would start praying. They knew me there as the prayer, and they say, oh, she just goes into this thing. She just goes and speaks her language. I said, no, I'm not speaking my language. I'm speaking to God in our private language.
Yeah.
When she was 5 months old, they said, oh, she's old enough. She's big enough now to do a connection surgery. Her esophagus has grown long enough to connect to her stomach. So she went in for that surgery, and everything was, you know, good. Came up after 10 hours, you know, she was on the ventilator, and she was stable. So I went back to the apartment where we were in Chapel Hill, and went to sleep because it was a long day. And all of a sudden, I heard somebody banging on my door. And, you know, I jumped up, and she said, oh, the hospital has been calling you, so they have to call here. They need you right there, right now. I just jumped, I picked up my son, and I ran there. My daughter had gone into, I don't even know what to call it, if it was a crisis. I just give God all the glory. They were trying, there were three different ventilators there. They said they had tried all those three ventilators, nothing was working. And they were going to take her down to the PICU and put her on ECMO. And ECMO is this machine, I can't even still explain the whole thing, but it's like they have to, you know, it's this big machine that does everything for you. It's basically, after it's life support. If that doesn't work, there's nothing they can do for you. So I just started. Riba, Bashanda, I went full on, straight prayer warrior mode. I was praying while they wheeled her down. And in the PICU, I kept praying. I was just praying. I told God, I said, God, this is not our agreement. Our agreement is that this girl will go out of this hospital with me. Her life. Now the devil is trying to play games. God, I don't even want to hear any paralysis, anything. She's going out with me in this hospital. Oh, that's what I told God. And then one of the chaplains came in, and he was like, oh, and the whole time I kept saying, God, this is not what, you know, you promised me. And he came, and he was like, may I pray with you? I said, okay, sure, pray. And he was like, well, you know, he was praying all these Chingon prayers. I'm sorry. I got so mad at him, I took over the prayer. When the man left the hospital in the room, I didn't even know. So my cousin was with me, so she had called my mom and my husband, and so all of them had come to the hospital. And then the doctor said, okay, we're going to, you know, put her on the ECMO. We've tried everything we can, but there's nothing working now. So we have to put her on that ECMO. And I think it's on the right side. It's like they cut your carotid artery, and, you know, they put the machine through, and, you know, the thing pumps your blood and everything. And I looked at her, and, you know, keep in mind, I've not talked to my mom. I've not talked to anybody. I told them, I said, doctor, please, don't be offended, but you are not going to put her on that machine. I said, what I want you to do is go in there, pump fluids into her, whatever you know you can do. But you see that machine, I'm not signing the consent form. Well, ma'am, you know, I said, you are not putting my daughter on that machine. Just go in and do whatever else for that ECMO. I believe that she will not be on that ECMO machine. So you know how the doctor, they give you this sarcastic look. I still went back to my prayer. You done? I went back to my prayer. I was praying. Praying. About 4 hours later, they came up. Oh, ma'am, we stabilized her. I said, I hope you didn't put her. I said, no, I didn't even sign the consent. He said, oh, no, we gave her some drugs and some fluid, and she's fine. I went in and I saw my daughter. She was like triple her size, but she was stabilized. And I just knelt down, and I gave God the glory.
Yeah.
And I just knelt down, and I gave God the praise for giving me the courage to help them. Even when the people were looking at me like, this girl is crazy. And I thank God for his hand on her life. Because if his hand was not on her life, the enemy would have snatched her away. 5 months ago at that point, we stayed in the hospital another 2 months. And the whole time I said to the doctor, send me home. I know I'm going on with oxygen. I know I'm going on with all this equipment. They said, oh, no, we don't think you can do it. Finally, they said, the only way we can send you home is if she goes home with a nurse. I said, I don't care. Just send me home. I'm tired. A day before she turned 7 months, we went home. And when we were going, oh, my God, if I could cut wheels in the lobby, I would have done it. We went home, you know, the nurses came, and, you know, we settled in fine. Less than 6 months later, my daughter was off oxygen. Half of her medication with DC. The only medicine she was on at that point was heartburn medicine. And one medicine just to make sure that, you know, she didn't stay in her stomach long. You know, she was on hypertension medicine, just all this crazy stuff that the enemy had, you know, wanted to put on her. But I give God the glory. February 18, 2013, she will be 3 years old. Even her physical therapist told me this girl will never walk. The day this girl walked, the therapist only came to my house for one more session, and she never came back. One day we went back to the hospital, and her nurse practitioner that follows her told me, she said, you know, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you did with that girl, but you know the day you were leaving here, I told you that you were going to come back the next day. I was so sure you were coming back, but you never came back. I said, it's not my doing.
Yes.
It is not my doing. I said, it's just my faith that made me make that pronouncement, send me home. But I said, it is not my doing. She said, I wish we had more parents like you. She said, you never had children, you went home with all this. I mean, oh, I just give God all the glory.
Yes, Lord.
For God's praise. I worship you because you are God. And when you say yes, no demon can say no.
Yes.
I give you praise, Almighty God. I worship you, the lily of the valley, the brighter morning star.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, O Lord, for this testimony you have put in my mouth. And I pray for any, no matter what you are going through, hold on fast to God. Do not waver, no matter what the situation is. He is faithful and just to pull you out of whatever it is. I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Over to you,
Master. Amen. Amen. I knew you had a powerful, I didn't know that it was your baby girl that you were having issues with, but I praise God, hallelujah, that you stood up and you had bold, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that you took over. God is good, God is good, God is good. Amen, amen. So they're 3 years old now.
No, they're going to be 3 in February.
In February. When are their birthdays? When are their birthdays?
Oh, February the
18th. Oh, that's my Timothy's birthday. Hallelujah. So, guess this, I'm so glad that you joined us this morning and gave that testimony. There are so many parents out there and just people out there that just let doctors do whatever they want to do. But if you're led by God, God will direct you and it won't be a mistake. And they can't do anything. A lot of people don't know that, but doctors, they can't do anything if you tell them not to. That's why they get so angry, because you have the right to tell them not to do something and they can't do it. So thank God that you had that holy boldness and went forth and told them, no, no, she shall live and not die. Hallelujah. To declare the word of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you, Chi-Chi, for joining us this morning. I miss you guys. I miss seeing you, being in worship with you. Well, thank you for giving us this testimony. And if you had to wake up this morning to give it, thank you for waking up and giving it. And Brother Merritt is on the line. Brother Merritt, you know who this is, don't you?
Yes, Sister Chi-Chi. Good morning. God bless you, my sister.
Good morning, sir. Man of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on and don't let go. That's the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God bless you, my sister. Good to hear your voice this morning. Good to hear you. Hope. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you want to hold on to you, we can, you know, if someone wants to ask you some questions. Brother Thomas has a testimony. He's been going through something, but to God be the glory. He and I both, but to God be the glory. season, yet standing, yet here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to the Lord God Almighty. To the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, the great God Abba. We welcome him this morning. Has he woke us up this morning? Hallelujah. We can't thank him enough, praise him enough for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. There's not enough thanks for him. There's not enough praise for him. Hallelujah. But we are so thankful that we still stand. We still stand in the midst of darkness. We still stand and shine as a light in the midst of darkness. We shine, we shine. No matter whether we go through trials and tribulations, but yet we still stand. And yet, as I say, we hold on and don't let go. Hold on and don't let go. Walk on no water of faith, so high above all the circumstances and situations that we may come against. And give God the glory, give him honor. I give God glory and honor this morning, for he is the Lord God that has woke us up this morning. He is the one that has sustained us. He is the one that has shepherded us, provided for us. As Sister Burns has said, he's provided everything. We haven't been gone, have gone wanting of anything. We've not gotten, you know, we haven't gotten wanting, but had the blessings of the Lord with us each and every day.
Yeah.
We haven't gone begging bread or anything like that. We have a roof over our head, warmth in our home. We thank God. We thank God. Yes, Lord God Almighty, he's the Lord God that lives and lives and lives and lives on for eternity. As we call upon him every day, he's there. He's there all the time. And my testimony is that my wife and I, we've been going through and for years on and off, but this within the last year or so, it's gotten to intensity, I call it. We began to open our homes and start a ministry called House to House Ministry, and we began to bring people in to teach them the Word, the way God wants it taught, and not the way we plan it, but we just stand before the Lord and just cry out to the Lord and have him come and teach. And we've been doing that a little over a year now, and close to a year now. Well, a little over a year, yeah. And we've had our first young lady. She's on dialysis and had blood pressure, high blood pressure, uncontrollable, over the 200 mark. And she came in as the first one, and we began to minister to her on the true word of God, that you can't have sin in your life. You got to trust God. You got to honor him. You got to call upon him. You got to ask him to help you. You got to just seek him. You got to just pray and cry out to him. And then as she began to take the scriptures that God began to give us and began to tell her how to pray, how to cry out, how to spend time, how to worship him. Oh, my goodness. And in a couple of months, when her blood pressure has gone down, now her blood pressure stays in the range of 120 or 125, something like that.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. She's still on dialysis, but we've been praying, and we've been telling her that God is the deliverer. He is the one, the provider. He is the one that creates. He is the one that Sister Chi Chi was saying, the devil comes to take the word. He comes to challenge you with the belief of receiving God. And she being a young believer in Christ, those spouses,
Brother Thomas, I don't know, we're having a problem hearing you.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. She had problems with fluid, and then all of a sudden God began to move in her life again. The fluid got less and less, and she would go back to the dialysis center, and she didn't have any fluid to pull off. So it was a move of God, and then she had a dream that in the dream, she saw this lady, and the lady said, "I am the one that puts kidneys in people.
My God.
And she told me about the dream, and I told her, God is confirming the answer to your prayer. Just hold on to it. Hold on to it. And so, but yet still the devil comes to take the word, and comes in the form of saying, okay, for the kidney list, so you can come and prepare to put your name on the list to see if you can get a kidney from somebody else, you know, a donor. And we reminded her, God is your creator. God is the one that created you. He is the one that put you together. He is the one that gave you the vision of him giving you a kidney. Hold on to it and don't let go. And, of course, you know, the outside world continues. The doctors, as Sister Chi-Chi was saying, well, you know, it's just sign here and you come and take these tests and prepare and you'll be on the list and all this. And it causes her to doubt. And we just continue to encourage her to hold on. Trust God. Hold on. Don't doubt. Trust God. He would do it. He would do it. And she hadn't come to pass yet for her to go for a kidney transplant. But we believe God. We believe God. We hold on to that. And he's going to do it. And that is just one. And then we have a young man that had been going through quite a bit, joblessness and things like that. And God began to call it spanking. In the word, because he was not being faithful to what God had called him to do. And he is an artist. He's a chemist. And so he loves art, loves drawing. And he had been drawing over 20 years, but never completed a painting. And on one day, we had Bible study, and the Lord just began to tell him, he is not in a position to receive his blessing. His gift makes room for his blessing. He's not working. He's not in the public's eye to where he can meet people, and he's not in position for the blessings of the Lord to come upon him. And we told him, you need to get more work at your job and begin to ask for more time on the job. The following week, he went back and got some more time and began to work more. And that same week, he met a lady that loved his drawings and talked about his drawings. And she began to talk about how she wanted to put his drawings in an international book so they could be seen worldwide. And,
my God.
And then he had the opportunity. We kept telling him, you need to complete the drawing. And he had completed one, and the opportunity came for him to place that in one of the car dealership showrooms. And so it hung there in the showroom. And this past 2 weeks ago, he confessed that the painting had sold for $1,500.
My God.
Just being obedient, and doing what God has said do. The painting sold for $1,500. Now, he was supposed to have gone this past week to an art show where there were other artists and other people there. So he hadn't heard the report on that yet. But we praise God for the testimonies of those that he put under us and in our midst to help and to see the light. And one thing we began to see was that as we began to talk about how to walk on the water and not be distracted, when Peter stepped out of the boat, he kept his eyes on Jesus. He began to look at Jesus. But when the storms of the raging seas, the circumstances of life began to well up and rise up and began to distract him, he took his eyes off and he began to sink. And the same token, we were telling our people in the Bible study the same thing. And on that weekend, that week that we told them that, that same day I went to the dentist. And I was going to the dentist to see if I was having some dental work. And as I went to go into the elevator, I fell and couldn't get up. I had torn the tendon in my knee. And the ambulance had to take me to the emergency room, which was in the same complex. And I got to the emergency room and it was a torn tendon and everything. And so that Tuesday, Wednesday, on that 2 or 3 days later, I had to take out surgery and had to reattach. So I'm down, been down since August and finally getting back up. But what I want to share is that when we begin to hold on to God's word, we begin to work what God gives us, we begin to do what he say do, and we begin to share what he gives to share. We begin to do his work. Where the devil is upset, he comes to take the word. He comes to challenge you in those places. He comes to challenge you in your beliefs. And we just have to hold on and don't let go. And even though he comes against us and things like that, we continue to teach. We continue to share. We continue to give testimony of what God is doing. And as we continue to do that, we continue to rise up because we are supposed to stand and keep on standing in the midst of a storm. We're supposed to stand and shine. We're supposed to stand and be a testimony, a living testimony. We're supposed to be a sign and a wonder that the God that we serve is a true and living God, a holy and righteous God, a loving and forgiving God, a healing and delivering God. He's a real God. And there's nothing false about him. There's nothing fake about him. He's real. He's real. He's real. And he, if you have it, hold on to him. If you haven't not known him, ask him to come into your heart. We began to utilize our time in Bible study to clean our slate. And we call it cleaning our slate because we sin every day, whether we know it or not. We make mistakes. And so we began to utilize Psalm 51. And we began to pray Psalm 51 every day. Because we may go out in the public, we may say something wrong, or we might do something and not realize it is sin. So we began to repent with Psalm 51 and pray that. And the more we began to pray it, the more you began to sense, be sensitive to what you're doing. You be sensitive to what you're saying. And the more we do it, the more it cleans us. The more we do it, the more we begin to shine. The more we do it, the more we do it. We begin to realize we're being sensitive to the voice of the Lord. We're moving into his direction. We're aligning ourselves with him that he can use us, that he can establish his kingdom in us. He can work through us. So we just thank God. We thank God for the trials and then the tribulation. Yea, though we go through them, we still stand.
Yeah.
We go through them. We go through them. We don't stay in them. We are knowing we're going through. We're coming out shining. We're coming out standing. So I just share that with you this morning to know that that's just part of the testimony. Over the years, there's many more, but that's a short version of lately of the things. When you still and you still be still before the Lord and cry before him and ask him to speak to you. Ask him that you desire to have a relationship. You desire to know him. You desire the intimacy with him. And begin to pray and ask. We have not because we ask not. Ask him for help. Learn to ask him for help. Learn to ask him for help. Don't try to go through things. Don't take things for granted. Lord, help me today.
Yeah.
We rise every morning sometime between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock every morning. We rise. We spend time with him. And we sit and listen. We hear, Lord, what is your desire? What is your will? What would you like to say today to us? And if we begin to just follow his instructions, he gives you a scripture. You might say something in your spirit, but he's real. He's real. And he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be victorious in everything. So I thank God. I thank God for Brother Al and Sister Billy, for they overcame. That is the word. That is the word for the world. They overcame. They overcame. They were not defeated. They overcame by the word of the Lord, the word that the Lord had given them, the word that the Lord had put in their heart to hold on to and don't let go, because you're going to overcome. you're going to be victorious. No matter what challenge you're going through, sickness or disease, the victory is already yours. Hold on to the word of God. Hold on to his hand and don't let go. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just so blessed by both testimonies this morning. You know, we have a miraculous God, and we want the world, and I say world, Chi-Chi, because this broadcast can be heard all over the world. We had a caller from the UK that called in one day, and that's why we know. You know, we say that, but God gave us that testimony that is heard all over the world. And people need to know what God can do and what he's doing, that we can stand on his word, Brother Thomas, and rely on him and not waver, because when the enemy comes in, he comes in to steal and to kill and to destroy. And he wants to kill our faith. He wants to kill our faith, so that we can't rely on God. And when we don't rely on God, we don't have that faith in him. We can't please God. God is not pleased with us. As I say many times, that our tears don't move God. Our begging doesn't move God. But it's our faith
that's right.
That we have in God. That's what moves God. And that's what makes the enemy so mad, because he's like, how can you have faith? Your baby is dying. They want to put your baby on an artificial life support, but you're saying no. That means that God is big in your life, Chi-Chi, and we thank God for you. I have a similar a testimony with Timothy. Timothy was born at the beginning of my 6th month. Now, I don't know how many weeks that is, but at the beginning of my 6 months. And he was never on, he was on oxygen for 24 hours, but they were giving me some medicine. And my girlfriend, who's a nurse, told me it was Potomac. And she said that it's different kinds that they can give, but they wanted to keep giving it to me to stop my labor. And I had an allergic reaction to it, and so I wouldn't let them give it to me anymore. The doctor was furious. He was furious with me, and I told him, I said, this baby is in the hands of God. I said, I have 2 children at home. I had my oldest son, and then I had my baby Chris, and Chris was not quite 2 years old yet. And I was like, you can't kill me, because I need to be here for them. I said, this baby is in God's hands. Now, Timothy is the biggest. He's the tallest. Well, he's not the biggest, but he's the tallest. And he's fine. He has no medical problems. He has no mental problems. I mean, he's fine. So we have to stand on the word of God. And I am so blessed. That's why we're here, for people to hear what our God can do. Brother Thomas, you keep on doing what you're doing. T, I don't know if you guys are still singing, but this is a strong sister in the Lord, and I love to see them praising God. I love to see you, Chi-Chi, praising God, because you give it your all. You're not inhibited. You let God have the glory, and I could just see you at the hospital. I could see you at the hospital praising God and giving God the glory as you're taking your baby out. I could see you. I could see you, Chi-Chi. Were you dancing?
A little bit.
I know you.
Send me home with her.
I could see you. I can see you. Thank you so much for coming on and giving that testimony. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the things that he is doing in our lives. And he's still doing things. I don't care what, like you were saying, Brother Thomas, we got to keep our eyes on God and depend on him. We can't look at what's happening in Ferguson. We can't look at who's in control of the Senate and the Congress. We can't look at that. We have to keep our eyes on our God. And when we keep our eyes on God, we will not be ashamed. God will not make us ashamed. He will not make us ashamed. He will not make us ashamed. Hallelujah. That's the word. That's the word. He will not. We have our trust in him. He will not make us ashamed. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Baby, did you have something that you wanted to say?
I'm just really excited about all that God's just doing, and I thank God for hearing from you, my brother Thomas, and Chi-Chi, it's just a pleasure just knowing how God has blessed you. And also, and this is kind of a side note, Peter of, and I can't pronounce the name, Ebwoman, works with me, and we were excited to just talk about some of the people that we knew. And but anyway, just wanted to throw that in. But I just thank God for you. And like my wife said, I always enjoy just watching or being in the presence when you were just worshiping and praising the Lord, and as you ministered even in song with the group that you sang with. And we just praise God. And, you know, God honors all of that.
Yeah.
Praises and worshipers. The Bible lets us know that Jesus, in fact, said that when the time is when we must worship in spirit and in truth. And when God has worshipers, he can't help but bless those that worship him. When the praises go up, we know that blessings come down. Satan gets angry, he tries to attack us, but we just thank God for the strong faith that both of you men and women of God have to just stand and worship and praise and be an example to the world. And then to be willing to just say to the world, look what my God has done, and the same thing that he's done for me, the same he will do that for you. And people are encouraged. The word is going out, and people are encouraged. And I just pray God's blessings upon both of you just for more and more bountiful blessings to just rest with you, because we know that you'll tell it. And that's what God wants. He wants somebody to tell it. We just thank God for you this morning.
Yes, and they overcame him. Go ahead, sis. Are you saying something, Chi-Chi?
Oh, no, I was reiterating what Brother Al had.
Yes. And we just want to invite you. There are people that listen to us over the internet. They don't call in, but they listen to us over the internet. And we want to just let you know, Chi-Chi, that we're always looking for testimonies. We're always looking for people to come on and let the world know what God is doing, especially in these times where it looks like this, you know, that we are, our world is in such chaos, and not just the United States, but just the world is in chaos. But God is yet blessing his people. He's yet healing and delivering. Like Brother Thomas and my husband once said, they said this morning, how God is still moving in the midst of what's happening in the world, in the midst of the turmoil that's in the world. God is still moving. God is still moving. And I just thank God for you sharing your testimonies with us this morning, because we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. We need those testimonies. People need to hear. They need to be encouraged. And it's an encouragement for my husband and myself to hear these testimonies of what God is doing. Sometimes when you go through things in your life, you know, we're able to look back and say, well, you know, why should I be afraid? You know, why is my head down? Hoping God. We still have hope in God. And these testimonies are just an illustration of, you know, what God can do in our lives. And share the broadcast with everyone so that maybe they have a testimony that will bless us. No testimony is too small and no testimony is too big to be on the broadcast. We welcome every testimony. So thank you. Well, Sister Chi-Chi, I'm going to ask you, we're going to end the broadcast. Oh, let me, I have one more caller on, and this is my dear cousin. Are you there, Jimmy?
Yes, I am. Good morning, and praise the Lord to everybody.
Amen. Yes, and my dear cousin, his testimonies are awesome, too. He's a not a new believer, but somewhat of a new believer, and he's got it. Showing him his power and showing him his might, and he's been calling in faithfully these past few weeks, and I know that it's building his faith in God of the things that God can do. Right, Jim?
Yes, it is. Yes, you're right. Certainly has. God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
Yes, he is. Well, Sister Chi-Chi, I'm going to ask you to end us in prayer. Oh, before you do that, but I just want to say join New Destiny Ministries. We're under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministries, and Evangelist Adrienne Bernard is the host of the broadcast, and she is here every day faithfully Monday through Friday at this same number, 858-683-1334, a time of reflection. And she has men and women of God that come on and preach the word of God. They prophesy. It's just a blessing to listen to them. She's at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time, our time. And on Sunday, she has a prayer. We're in church at that time. It's 7 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Central time, and 10 o'clock Central time. So we're in church at that time. But if you're not and you want to hear a powerful prayer, start your day off with prayer, tune in to the same number at those times, and you'll be able to hear a powerful prayer. Amen. So, Sister Chi-Chi, if you would end us in prayer.
Okay. You know, I can't start prayer without a song.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art. Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God.
Jesus.
Father, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for waking us all up this morning. To bed and what happened over the night, but that was not our portion. I give you praise and I give you glory. I honor and extol your holy name, mighty God, for seeing us through the night. Father, Lord, I thank you even for this broadcast this morning. Father, Lord, for even the means, oh Lord, to get on the broadcast this morning, I thank you, Lord, that we all have the technology to get on. Mighty God and Father, I thank you for the testimonies that were given on this prayer line this morning. And I pray that, Lord, testimonies shall never depart from our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that this testimony shall be an encouragement to somebody out there that is going through something and seems like, oh, I have no hope. Father, Lord, you are the hope for the hopeless. You are the Father
yeah.
to the Father. Father, Lord, whoever is on this prayer line, on this radio right now, or even that we listen to this thing hours, days, years from now. Father Lord, let this be a point of contact, oh God, to them. That whatever they are going through, they will know that I just have to stand firm. No matter what the situation is, even if it's looking me right in the face and it's bad, I will just hold on to you, my God. Let this be an encouragement, oh God, to somebody today. Father Lord, even to us that are giving the testimonies, Father Lord, give us more testimony so that we can share with the world and tell of how great and how good you are. You, the immortal God, the invincible master, nothing can touch you. And when nothing can touch you, we know that we are, since we are under your umbrella, nothing can touch us. Father Lord, I thank you for Brother America. As they have opened their home, oh God, their home, to for the fellowship, oh God, they have this. Father Lord, I pray that they shall never lack in the mighty name of Jesus. Their mortgage shall never be late in the mighty name of Jesus. As they have opened their house, to use it for your glory. Father Lord, I thank you for that, Billy and Brother. As they have, you have dropped this in their spirit to have this, they overcame radio show. Father Lord, I pray that, Lord, in every situation in their life, they shall overcome in the mighty name of Jesus, even in their children's lives and in their grandchildren's lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I seal all these prayers in the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. I even pray for the rest of the day that all of us have a blessed rest of the day, that our lives and the things that come out of our mouths shall encourage somebody today. Father Lord, I thank you, and I give you praise, adoration, exaltation, it's all to you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. That on this line we should get more testimony. That might make us free. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Chi-Chi, for joining us. And like I said, I miss you guys. We have to get together, and love you guys. Love you so much, and tell everyone. I said praise the Lord, and we if we don't see each other before that great getting up morning, as the old saints used to say. We'll see each other then. Amen. Brother Thomas, thank you once again for joining us. Brother Thomas is our natural path. Well, he's not really a natural path, but he's the one that has helped us. You know, when my husband was diagnosed with cancer, he helped us to overcome, you know, with his knowledge of natural herbs and just doing things. And he is going to give us some more of those remedies and things, share his knowledge with us at a later date. So be listening and I'll let you know ahead of time when he's going to be doing that. But we just thank God for him joining us. Thank you for the testimony. Brother Thomas is overcoming. He was in a leg brace, and now he's coming out of the leg brace, and, you know, he's running for the Lord.
Amen.
Well, until next week, thank you guys for joining us, and we just want to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
For all.
For all.
You've done. For me. Blessings and.
Blessings and glory.
And honor.
And honor.
just come to.
Just wanna pray.
Forever and ever.
Forever,
forever and ever.
Forever.
Get glory, get glory. Thank you, Jesus.